Do you have a job?
I do have a job. I'm Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and I'm also a dad.
Can I take 2 minutes of your time to ask you some questions about your job?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, amazing. Do you watch the channel or no?
I have seen it. I saw you doing Mark Rutter. I like the way you do it, more informal, get it across to a bigger
Yeah,
audience.
told my editor today that a bunch of people from NATO like the edit, and I'm like, oh my God, can you imagine? They saw my graphics. For a meeting like the NATO summit, where you meet in other world leaders, presidents, prime ministers, how does one prepare for it? Is it more difficult than A levels, for example?
It's completely different. So the preparations for this have been going on for a long time. Lots of discussions I've had with other leaders at this summit. This is the opportunity to see them in person, in one place. But these are people I'm very familiar with now. And in a sense, the formal part is relatively straightforward because everyone's making a contribution.
Is it actually important for leaders to get along? Doesn't really matter if you like each other or
It
not.
matters, and you can only do the best job for your country if you build those relationships. Building the relationship to a point where you can pick up the phone and have a conversation at any point is really important, and that is really in our interest as a country, and it does make a difference. And you can see that played out. You will have seen the body language of different leaders when they meet each other.
So this is not fake, the body language thing.
That just reflects different personalities.
Did you go through some training, for example, on how to speak or how to, you know, what tempo to use, how to move?
Tend to do what's instinctive. A lot of it can't be rehearsed because it's in the moment. President Zelensky came to see us Downing Street just after he got back from the Oval Office. I walked down the street to give him a hug because I wanted to demonstrate the sort of respect that we hold him in the United Kingdom. Normally, I wait on the doorstep of Downing Street to greet international leaders, but on that occasion, I walked down the road to meet him. Those things are just instinctive.
What about kind of coffee,
Coffee.
food? You know, this is the NATO summit. This is a very, very, I imagine, high stress, high responsibility environment. Do you hydrate yourself? Have coffee, have food.
Food is usually pretty low on the agenda. Coffee is high, so there's always coffee going around. We normally have a briefing over breakfast in our team.
And lastly, would it be possible for me to go to your office and see your desk?
Okay, very good.
Thank you
You're
very much.
Very welcome to
thank
see
you,
the desk.
pleasure.